This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, judge on America's Got Talent, my buddy Howie Mandel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you reading that? You don't know who I am?
Well, I got to make sure I get...
I'm sitting a foot from you, and you're reading, joining me now is Howie Mandel. You didn't look at me and know who I am?
I have to get the special correct, the AGT Holiday Spectacular. That's what I really wanted to make sure I get correct, which is coming up on the 19th.
See,
now
I can make eye contact right there. Because in radio, people don't know this who are listening, in radio, eye contact is key.
Key, especially when we're sitting 2 feet from each other.
And I hope that the people that are listening to this are staring at the radio.
Right, as they often do.
They often do. They shouldn't. If you're driving, if you're listening,
I think that's a bad idea.
As a passenger.
Yes, don't. Just listen to us. Yes, I have a holiday spectacular.
Yeah, what do we got going on here?
It's Christmas. You haven't heard of it? Why is a Jew telling you about Christmas?
Well, it's not written on the paper.
What makes it spectacular? What can we see? What are we looking forward to?
We're gonna see a fun and merriment. We're gonna see the biggest stars that have come out of AGT, big stars who have never been on AGT,
like a little reunion.
And a reunion of this season's Grace VanderWaal, who was our winner and has a new EP out and is making a huge splash.
She was here not too long ago. Very nice.
Yes, and Sal and people like Terry Fader and the Pentatonix and all of us, all the judges, and we'll be doing things. I did like hidden camera stuff where I just dressed as Santa Claus and made kids' Christmases unforgettable.
That's great.
That sounds a little...
I thought you were going to say cry for a second. That you made kids cry.
Well, that's what the regular Santa Claus in the malls do.
That's it. That's his go-to move.
But it is. It is. They cry. I've been in malls because I've been doing holiday shopping.
Because they're scared of them. And then my kids are small, so they've just now embraced Santa, but for... a few years.
But I don't want... Why do they have to get comfortable with sitting on a strange, overweight man's...
It's kind of terrifying.
The awkward photos are better, too.
Pardon me?
The awkward photos where Santa's just kind of over it and they're crying are great. And
but if there's a strange man alone in a mall wearing velour, you know...
You wouldn't plop your kid on him.
This is not somebody you want to... Yes, it's just wrong.
So, you just mentioned you're Jewish. Did you celebrate Christmas at the same time? Because I have friends that are Jewish that did both.
I just mentioned I'm Jewish? You just found out?
No, I'm saying you just brought it up.
Again, it wasn't on the paper.
Yes, no, I'm Jewish. And the question was, did I celebrate growing up?
Did you celebrate them both growing up?
Or? No, but my kids who are married to non-Jewish people, their kids, my grandkids, celebrate both. I did not.
It's a major score, celebrating both.
It really, the real score is celebrating Christmas. And I'm not knocking. I love being a Jew and I celebrate. But it's not as festive and it's not as enjoyable, especially being a Jewish kid with I was the only Jewish kid in my class. So, you know, I look over yonder and there's beautiful lit trees and front yards and gifts under a tree. And I have I'm at home with a dreidel and a latke. I have a dreidel and a latke. And there's no way you could explain to the kids, no, this is what we do. This is not, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Is there any way that I can reverse? Can I roll my back up over the top? Because I want a gift. I want a gift.
That's a gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, that's been taken.
Without your consent.
Without my consent.
Right?
Happy holidays.
You have a funny twist on the ugly Christmas sweater with the Hanukkah sweater with a picture of you busting out of a loaf of bread.
Challah.
Hala.
And it says challah.
Which is delicious. That's delicious.
You know challah?
Yeah, I know challah.
Yeah. Challah. So I'm doing that. And proceeds, if you go get it, you go to HaHaHolidays. Is that where they go? .com?
Yes.
Yeah, the HaHa Holidays. And if you get it, a certain percentage goes to cancer research.
Nice.
Breast cancer research. So it's a giving and a getting all in one. Giving and getting. Which sounds like syphilis. Right?
Sounds like a good time to me.
But syphilis is not Christmassy.
That's not. But now you got shots to clear that up. Aside from the spectacular.
He's always with the glass half full.
He really is.
But I'm optimistic. We're just talking about how he's very optimistic.
Very optimistic.
Yeah. Syphilis, they got shots.
You can clear that right up. Right. Aside from the spectacular, the auditions for AGT
are going on now. Go to AGTauditions.com. We're all over the country. People don't realize because America's Got Talent is a summer show. show that it is a year-long experience. So you got to show up. We're going to be in a city near you. We see everybody. You can be the next million-dollar winner. You could be the next Grace VanderWaal. You can experience what she's experienced. I don't know that everybody wants to be a 12-year-old little girl again.
Right. That's true. What's the biggest mistake you think, Howie, that people make when auditioning?
I think it's the same mistake they make in life, and that's overthinking. I think that when you do things because you think this is what other people expect of you, it never turns out great. But if you own it, if you don't expect it and you have all the confidence in what you do, and regardless, and a perfect example of that is there was a guy on by the name of Horse a couple of years ago. And his,
Horse.
Remember Horse? His talent was the ability to be kicked in the genitals.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So there are people that say that's not a talent. There are people that say that there's no place for that in our show. He went really far in our show, became known, and he ended up doing episodes of his own series on MTV2. So the point is, so who would think that a kick in the groin would be a talent? Not only a talent, that would be a job. So don't overthink it.
Right. How did he discover that, I wonder?
Oh,
I think he just got kicked.
How do you discover you never, have you been kicked in the groin?
Yes, and I guess he just went, and he found out that it didn't hurt, and then
it didn't hurt.
I'm going to go with this.
I'm talented.
This is,
I'm talented. Kick me because I want to put on a show.
Yeah,
so
there
then
you go.
He did things. I mean, he really hurt himself, and I don't, and I'm not telling people to do that.
Right.
But I'm telling you that if you're listening to this, Grace has a very unique sound. Mm-hmm. The girl that was my golden buzzer who ended up winning and ended up having an EP. She was not a popular kid. She was she wrote her own songs. I have been of the belief that you shouldn't bring your own songs to, you know, I used to argue with Howard because I thought that, you know, if people are voting, this is a popularity contest. Right. It should be like a top 40 song where people are voting because they like the song.
Sure,
but her own songs were what actually drove it ahead. So don't listen to me, don't listen to anybody. Just listen to yourself and own it.
Aside from the show, you still hit the road and you're doing a lot of stand-up, right?
As I leave here today, I'm heading off to the Detroit area or Sault Ste. Marie. I'm playing tonight or Saturday night. Yeah, I do 200 live dates a year.
Look at that. That's awesome, man. And you've been doing that because I remember seeing you as a kid for the longest time.
35 years I have been on the road. I've cut down. You know, I used to do almost 300 days a year, so I do much less, but you know, I've got more to do here, and I'm producing and I'm doing other things, but an AGT takes up a lot of time. Oh, now you're looking at the notes.
I want to make sure I didn't miss any of your other stuff.
No, you didn't miss anything. No, I got nothing. You talked about my sweatshirt. We're talking about on December 19th. People are going to watch AGT, the Christmas special.
They can find you where if they want to see you in stand up.
On the stage. Just sit in the theater and if you face the stage.
If they want to know if you're performing near them, they go to?
I think there's a Facebook page.
There you go.
Oh, okay, see?
So you're on top of your social media.
I don't have a paper.
You got a guy. I got a paper, you got a guy.
It's my Facebook page. And I'm on Friendster and MySpace. I'm doing all the social media things.
That's awesome, man, that you still do that much much stand-up. And Mrs. Mandel, she's...
Yes, and she does me when I come home. I do stand up, and then she comes home and does me.
The space is healthy, I got to imagine, because you come each other, it's like a honeymoon, and then you go.
It is. Hey. People say, we've been together 40 years, and people say, wow, how does it last? And she'll
be gone 60% of the time.
Not being there is my biggest asset. She says that's what she loves about me, not having it. What's your favorite thing about Howie? He's not here.
When he's not here.
Yes, that's it. And you know what? I try to get away from myself as much as I can. I'm like a mess, so it's just... And this is fun, but the beauty of these radio interviews, they last, what, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes?
No,
we've been here for 3 hours already.
I'm still here. I've never spent this long on a show. And you know what? This is a testament to how much fun this show is.
Thank you, sir.
I know. I didn't think, I said, I'm going to be here for a minute, and I didn't realize I was going to stay this long.
Thank you for hanging out.
And you know what? That last sponsor, I use that.
Very good, very good. All right, now that we covered everything, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, uh-oh, okay? Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, it's a song that was written by a mime. No, and there's no name and there's no words, but because I can't sing, what I do is it's an instrumental. It's an instrumental Wipeout. It's just Wipeout. It's just that's it. And I don't sing, but I'm up there.
Okay, you're up there. You're doing your thing. First show on your DVR.
Oh, first show on my DVR is Paw Patrol, because I have
my son little... loves Paw Patrol.
It is. That's all I have. It's the first show, the second show, the third show, the Paw Patrol, because of my grandchildren.
It's so this little dog who's a cop. It's the cutest.
Are you explaining it to me?
I'm explaining it to our producers.
Oh, okay. I thought you thought I had recorded it and you were going to give
really
me.
What, yes.
No, because I was concerned because I haven't seen all the episodes that there was going to be a spoiler.
I wouldn't do that to you, Howie.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do that. All-time favorite comic.
I love me. I gotta be honest with you. I go to just about every show I do. I never miss me. And Richard Pryor is my all-time. When I first came here, I came here in the late 70s. Richard Pryor was putting together his material for Live on the Sunset Strip,
yeah,
which is a classic comedy film. And I went every night to the Comedy Store and I watched him hone that material. And he was the bravest, most honest, most real. It's the first time I was aware of a comic not doing jokes per se, but really kind of looking at something that was dark of his upbringing and turning it into a kind of a laughable, relatable, sad, every emotion you could have. He's the most brilliant guy I have ever seen. And to this day, bar none, I believe that. I would say Richard Pryor until I watched Dave Chappelle host the last SNL. That was really shades of Richard Pryor, who spoke about his reality.
Right.
And I think he is the Richard Pryor of today.
Yeah, great. And the thing about Richard Pryor, too, is I loved his movies. Even as a kid, he was great. And
he
was so likable in his movies, and he made the movies even.
He was such a real person, you know?
Yeah.
And he was, you know, traditionally, as a comic, you go on stage and you have this comedy persona, and you believed, you know, he just depicted his life in a humorous way. And again, I bring it back to Dave Chappelle. When you talk about when Dave Chappelle did that kind of edgy monologue and talked about himself and his own experience and the you know, the election and the divisiveness, he was so wonderful. He really was. And if you've never seen him before and you didn't like him, you listened to him, you liked him, you laughed, and you understood.
That's very cool. Two more quick ones. Time travel destination.
Oh, I would like to go back a minute. No, I'll be honest with you. No, I would. Because a minute ago, I was having such a good time, and now I'm a little bored. So what I want to do is I want to go back like a minute ago. No, I was having a great time, and I'm going to be totally honest because I've known you for years.
Yes, that's true.
Not having a fantastic time at this particular second.
Well, then let me move on to the next question.
Thanks.
Who do you cast to play Howie Mandel in the biopic?
You know what? I think Jennifer Lopez.
Great choice. I'd watch that.
No, because she's hardworking and dedicated, and I think that she gets me. When I watch her work, I go, that's me.
I see
that's
it.
Me. So
I see it. Well, always great to see you, buddy. Thanks so much for swinging by. The AGT Holiday Spectacular airs December 19th.
Did you just put me in a time machine and... send me to the end of this thing?
I sent you right to the end. Right to the end.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm giving your show a plug. Hold on. The AGT Holiday Spectacular airs December 19th on NBC, and you can follow Howie on Twitter @HowieMandel. Thanks for stopping by, man.
My pleasure, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.